The information provided on Dr. Tom Rozelle Live by Dr. Tom Rozelle, D.C., interview guests, show co-hosts, or substitute hosts is not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. It is for general information purposes only. Information from this broadcast should not replace the appropriate consultation and examination process by a licensed physician. Always consult your own physician prior to changing any current medical directive or prescription.
Dr. Tom Rozelle Live, right now. On 105.9 FM, WMAL.
And welcome to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. We are live in studio like we are every week, taking your questions, talking about holistic health and how you have tried and applied everything else and looking for questions and answers on really hot topics that are out there. As always, we're here to take your questions. This is Dr. Stephanie Pina, and I'm going to be joined by a guest in just a moment. And if you have any questions that you would like to have answered on the show, feel free to give us a call. The number here is 1-888-630-9625. Again, that number is 1-888-630-9625. And today we have a good topic that's also going to be the topic that we're going to be covering this Wednesday night in the free healthcare lectures at the Rozelle Center for Healing. And one that, a lot of questions, a lot of scary information out there that, you know, people want to know, how can I try to prevent this? How can I get better treatment? How can I move forward if I've already experienced this? And is there any hope for me? Because that really is the biggest thing. And what are we talking about? Is strokes. It's a pretty serious topic, but we have a great in-house guest lecturer and one of the doctors at the Rozelle Center for Healing who's going to be my guest this afternoon and your guest on Wednesday, November 20th at 7 p.m. at the Rozelle Center for Healing, Dr. Qinglong Zhang.
Hi, Delphina. Good afternoon. Good afternoon there, everybody here. I'm Dr. Zhang. I'm a chiropractor and also I'm an acupuncturist too.
All right. And has a big task ahead of him with talking about strokes because we see patients coming in to the office and, you know, obviously there's Western medicine approaches to everything and the follow-ups, everything from right after something happens to recovery as well, too. And we're going to talk about different ways to kind
to
of
approach, yeah,
to approach it as well.
Right, right. So actually, especially in Western country, because I was doctor before when I was in China, I worked in a hospital. We cooperate with the Western medicine doctor together to treat the stroke patient. They get a very good result, improve a lot. But I think here, this country, probably we miss some piece. So I was born in a medical family, medical doctor family. So I will never say I hate, I don't like Western medicine. No, I like Western medicine. I like medical doctor. But however, we have to combine every piece we can go to patient best treatment. So this topic, you know, the stroke, why I chose this this topic, because a lot of patients don't know, so a chiropractic can help. The acupuncture treatment and Chinese medicine can help the stroke. So they just don't know. So I just want to educate the other patient who's suffering there or who have the risk factors about the stroke to let them know. So we are here, can help them. We can help them.
And I think there's definitely more interest growing from the patient side looking for that information and even more research studies coming out. I mean, obviously acupuncture research and stroke has been out for a really long time, a couple of decades, and they've just kind of kept growing and growing, using different points and different methods, and you know, so it's been out there. And then the chiropractic side of the research, you know, there was even one research article that came out that talked about the effects of one adjustment,
but not even a single
adjustment.
You can tell right away the neural function or you know, the strength right away can come back. Yeah. So anyway, so before we talk to
let's go back and talk about stroke to begin with.
Right.
So people can recognize what we're talking about.
Right. Because before we get there, we just want to say, what is a stroke? So stroke actually is the blood cannot flow properly in the brain, into the brain, and then the brain cell died. And this is called a stroke. And also, a stroke has different, the category, different, different the types. The most common type is ischemic. ischemic. Ischemic means something is blocked there, and also if you had a potential risk factors, have the blood clot, it can cause that problem too. Can block in the brain and cause stroke, and suppress and compress the different part of the brain and cause different problem. That's why you see the stroke patient can see the different the symptoms. Mm-hmm. Yes.
So the ischemic one is the one probably that most people are experiencing, and then most people think about too, with all the risk factors out there, whether on medications or smokers and stuff, that clots are going to form and create that blockage, just like the way we think of heart attacks, like ischemic damage to the heart too.
That's correct.
Essentially just to the brain.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then the hemorrhagic one that you mentioned is now there's the trauma and there's the bleeding.
Right, that's bleeding.
And the blood, the brain doesn't like blood.
Right, no.
It doesn't like to be soaked in blood, so it's not a good thing.
Right, right.
But that can make a difference, obviously, on how you're going to treat the situation as well too.
Absolutely. We have to treat it differently, based upon the patient's condition. And also, actually, I want to tell the people in front of the radio say, okay, so the CDC, which is the Centers for Disease and Control and Prevention, reported that the stroke are the fifth leading cause of death in the United States.
Yeah.
When you cannot to treat a patient, treat the stroke properly and in time, stroke treatment is very time sensitive. We'll talk about it later on. So that's why we talk about the fifth leading cause of death in the United States.
And I think to go along with that, some of the facts is the fact that most people, I think it's not a fatality for them necessarily. It's the after effects of having to deal with the recovery and the disability and all the neurological effects that, you know, come along with it as well too. So just like when we look at other chronic neurological conditions, there's a lot of crossover on how quality of life, emotions, you know, going back to the biochemical, structural, mental, emotional, triad of health. I mean, stroke's going to cover it all. And so you have to address each one of those pieces too.
That's correct.
So this is going to be obviously lots of great information that's also going to be covered this Wednesday night, November the 20th at 7 p.m. at the Rozelle Center for Healing. So it's one I think is going to fill up very quickly because of all the great information that's going to be out there. I want to make sure that if you haven't reserved your seat already because you already peeked at the website and saw that this was coming, you got to make sure you call the office to reserve your seat at 703-698-7117, or you go on our website, rozellecare.com, and click down at the bottom to register now for this healthcare class and also the two other ones that are coming up in December as well too. Going back to stroke.
So we talk about stroke is very time sensitive. So we have to make sure if you have some stroke sign, you have to make sure you have to treat that, to do, take some action right away. Why? Because with few minutes, the brain cell began to die. But brain cell die is sometimes permanent. It's never come back. Some of them can come back, but it's very, very late. But it's not just like, oh, you cut your finger, cut your skin in the arm, and you come back probably heal for 2 weeks or 10 days. But a brain cell, the nerve cell is very, very hard. It's very, very hard to grow back or to regrow again. So, and also this is why the permanent treatment is very, very crucial. It's very, very important. So very early action actually can minimize the brain damage that they can get a recover better than their later action. Okay. So, before we talk about that, we want to say a lot of signs, warning signs to tell you are possibly have stroke. You have to take your action right away.
Yeah, and it's good that we're going to bring these up because I feel like there was actually quite a few PSAs and a number of different organizations that have put out some of the information on some mnemonics to remember warning signs that if you're in and around someone, whether it's you or someone else, to pay attention to, that might be possible indicators that something's not going right and time to seek medical help. And this is what we're talking about, like the advanced signs, something's happening right now, we need to you know, get someone some medical help now. Right. And then, you know, when that happens, then we start going into what can we preserve and continue forward to.
That's correct. So actually, we, you know, most of us probably know, okay, it's called a FAST, F-A-S-T. You know, this kind of, if you have FAST symptoms, then you can go to this doctor right away. However, so if you, before have FAST, you still have some verbal minor symptoms. If you can notice that, you can see doctor earlier, so you can get a better treatment, better, recover, resolved. Okay, the first one, what are symptoms you have to wear before the FAST symptoms? So if you don't know what is the FAST symptoms, I will tell you later on. So before I talk about that, I will talk to the little early warning signs, just like Dr. Pina said, early warning signs. The first one is is a little trouble to speak or understanding. But some people, especially the age of people over 16 people, they say, okay, I have a hard time to understand that, as it looks a little foggy brain. Sometimes it actually is not a foggy brain. It's an early sign you have this joke. Okay. So the second one is, actually happened to my patient, is trouble with seeing in the one eye or both eye. What happens is, so you have to see the light. You can see line in front of your eye, actually. So you don't know what's that, but it's just not clear. It's a bit blurry. I have a patient is right now in my treatment. I treat a patient right now, actually. And his early sign is I can see the band in front of my eye, which is no band there. Just like vision. Is it compressed nerve, compressed brain, cause that problem? And fortunately, when they're off, the hospital is right away, it's very early. So that is, they diagnose as a TIA. So we'll talk about TIA later on. TIA is kind of, we call it minor stroke.
A mini stroke.
Mini stroke. Thank you. Mini stroke. So we call it mini stroke, but we'll talk about it later on. So if you have trouble seeing in one eye, both eyes not clear, you have to pay attention to that too. And also you have little numbness on the face, arm, or the leg. You have numbness in the arm, on the face, and the leg. So if you may develop the very, very suddenly numbness or weakness in your face or arm, and this also happens on one side of your body. It's not both sides, it's one side. Most common is one side. And then you cannot raise the arm very well, and have a numbness there, so you have to be careful. It's probably have a little bit, you know, early sign, early compression of nerve, compressed vessel cause that problem too. And also headache. I think probably Dr. Pina seems saying when you have a school, we learn the headache. If you have headache doesn't mean you have a stroke. But if you have headache, said, okay, I never ever have this kind of horrible, terrible headache.
Yeah,
that's a stroke.
Quick onset, really strong.
Right.
Something definitely this isn't your normal headache if you get chronic headaches as well, too. So.
Yeah, that's true. The headache. That is the one sign, too. And also, your trouble walk. Have trouble walk. Sometimes, okay, if you're sitting too long, you have a little bit of trouble to walk. However, a lot of stroke patients, they are very, very inactive. They don't want to walk. They don't stay there. They don't want to do more exercise. Then if you have trouble to walk and stand up, sometimes it can, along with some dizziness or lose balance, then you have to be careful.
So I think it's interesting where you're talking about age being related to it as well, too. And we know that this typically happens a little bit later. But
right.
It's also when you're watching someone else as well, too, because you may not be physically aware of what's going on.
Yes.
But someone else, like a family member or a friend, kind of starts to really key in that something's just not right right there.
Yeah.
So we're going to be back in just a moment. We're talking about stroke. That is the lecture topic for this Wednesday, the 20th, with Dr. Qinglong Zhang, and that's going to be at the Rozelle Center for Healing. We're going to be talking about chiropractic care and acupuncture along with it. We'll be right back. And welcome back to Dr. Thomas' live show. We are live in studio with Dr. Qinglong Zhang, and we are talking about stroke and the treatment, looking at it from a chiropractic and acupuncture standpoint. So as he's a chiropractor and acupuncture, he's able to combine the two of those together, which makes it very nice for patients coming in. And then, of course, we're also looking at, you know, the holistic approach to it as well,
right.
too, which sometimes is thinking outside that Western medicine box. So that's going to be the lecture this Wednesday night on the 20th at the Rozelle Center for Healing. very important time to get this information, especially going into the holidays, because you're going to be meeting up with the friends and families that you love too as well. So you want to make sure that you're able to, one, identify any of the risk factors like we already talked about. But then we also need to look at some of the other risk factors that are involved, you know, maybe from more of a holistic standpoint or Chinese medicine standpoint, mm-hmm. that possibly puts us in more risk of stroke, because we know that things like high blood pressure, yeah. cardiovascular disease, diabetes, and then medications such as, like, you know, obviously birth control pills and hormone therapy have, it makes kind of the blood sticky per se. So that clot formation is easier to happen. When we think of it more from a holistic standpoint or in Chinese medicine, which obviously can have some different terminology than Western medicine right. standpoint. So we can go back and forth on this all the time. But what would you say are some of the things that we don't normally hear about that are more Western medicine diagnoses that we need to think about as far as stroke prevention and that would put us at more risk for stroke?
That's true. So the preparation, if we want to know prevention, we have to know what's the risk factor, just like you said, right? So the lifestyle change, the physical, inactivity, and you, drink a lot of alcohol, the drinking, and overweight, and the obese, diabetes, cholesterol is high, and also it has their LDL in this kind of abnormal value. Value definitely can cause that problem. And also cardiovascular disease. Actually, you know what? It's a sleep apnea cause that problem too.
So sometimes some of these risk factors don't necessarily yell and scream stroke risks, but really they're ones that can affect overall long-term health issues.
Right. The potential can affect you. And also the age. Age is people age over 55 actually have higher risk of stroke than the young people. But however, do you notice that every disease has taught more young people right now? Mm-hmm. There's more young people. So the race, you know, the Americans have a higher risk of stroke than the people of the other races. Okay, and the sex, the men have the higher risk of stroke than the women. And women are usually older when they have a stroke, but they are more likely to die of stroke than the men. So you speak of this, I want to talk about a little bit difference, the stroke symptoms. Probably not many people know that, but I want to tell about the stroke, the symptoms different in a man and a woman.
Okay.
Actually, yeah. So in the man, actually, the most common symptoms in men is the difficulty to maintain the balance, or the weakness of one side of the body, or numbness on one side of the body. But however, the victims, they don't have very, very obvious the symptoms we call non-traditional symptoms. For example, it's a light headache. But if I have a light headache, I'm a male, whatever. If you have a light headache, you never think about a stroke, right? But however, it's common, is if a woman have a light headache, you know, have a little bit of change in mental status or confusion, and then probably you'll suspect that too.
So it makes sense in some ways that just like when we're talking about cardiovascular health and women having different symptoms when they're having heart attacks.
Right.
That some of those things, I mean, we're still talking about blood going to a different part of the body
right.
that isn't able to do that. So
yeah.
There's probably some crossover in between there as well too.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, I talk about this now, the fast. I want to mention to the patient, to the people. So what is a fast means? A fast means when you have the FAST, when you have any of them, you have to go call 911 immediately.
So it's the T.
Okay. Huh?
Right. That's the T, right? Right. The timing.
The T, right. There we go. So the F is means the face dropping. If somebody notices, okay, your face dropped, you know, it's not symmetrical, you had to call 911. So if arms, is arms, if you cannot raise your arm or one arm or downwards or the other arm, both arms cannot raise up, you'll call 911. The speech. So if you cannot talk very well, the sluggish speech or strange speech, you call 911 and last is time. If you observe any of these signs, call 911 immediately.
Okay.
Yeah. So we talk about the prevention, same thing. We can use a different way to prevent how their stroke, because we want to treat it from the cause. Prevention is the best treatment. person's best treatment. So stroke is more related to your nerve function, your brain function, and also we talk about, now we related to the chiropractic. So when we talk about chiropractic and a stroke, a lot of patients will get scared.
So we're going to talk about now what covers up in that recovery phase, and as we go into the second part. If you have any questions or you want to chime in, just give us a call here at 888-630-9625. We're going to be back in just a second. Today's topic is stroke.
Dr. Tom Rozelle Live continues now on 105.9 FM WMAL.
And welcome back to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. We are live in studio taking your questions and talking about stroke and treatment of stroke with using chiropractic and acupuncture. Dr. Zhang is going to be your speaker on this topic this Wednesday night, November 20th. Lots of great information, not only so far on how to present it, but also what happens next with the retreatment. And as he's already mentioned, timing is a crucial aspect into this, whether it's directly after and then also going into that rehab stage to kind of get regrowth going. And we talked in the past, I remember Dr. Browning's always talked about neuroplasticity, getting
correct.
The brain to relearn things. And that definitely kind of follows into some of the things that we have to do with stroke rehab. So let's talk a little bit about how we look at, say, chiropractic and acupuncture in this arena, because it's not something that, you know, is discussed often with between doctors and patients. You know, patients find us out to see what we can do. But essentially, you know, they're looking for the information on it. They're looking for other things so that they can get their function and their quality of life back to normal as quickly as possible. So tell me a little bit how do we start to incorporate chiropractic care and acupuncture, because obviously we're using it preventatively, but then really focusing on the rehab and the recovery part.
Right. So actually, before I talk about that, I want to say, so chiropractic treatment is based on the nerve function, based on nervous system, right? So chiropractic can, there's a lot of things which you got a lot of challenge, the whole body got a lot of challenge, a lot of nerve come out from a spine, right? Nerve come a spinal cord, and then smart cord connect to brain. So if you have stroke, the brain got damaged, then definitely you have spine, your spine nerve flow is not very great. So that's why we want to use some chiropractic adjustment, use some instrument or activator to stimulate a specific point, specific the segment to let your body, the nerve get recover, let your body learn from the nerve plasticity, to learn how to recover the function, nerve function. So everything based on a stroke is because your nerve function is damaged.
So it makes sense even from the most basic level that you'd want to go to the nervous system, and that's really where chiropractic care kind of comes in.
Right.
Even without the stroke.
Right. That's correct. So same thing, for the stroke patient, it's very, very important too. So the stroke patient after they got out of the hospital, then they go to rehab. But however, same thing, however, most of the people, even though they go to rehab, they do their physical therapy, but they still don't get a very, very, very good result, very, very quick result. Remember, 3 months. If the patient has a stroke, you have very, very be careful in 3 months. So why I say that? Because the first thing is, in the 3 months, everything grow very fast, improve. If you get a right treatment, you will get a better result. After 3 months, the improvement is very, very slow. Why? Because of nerve function and nerve growth or nerve plasticity. We just talk about that. And then in this 3 months, if you cannot take care of yourself, that's 3 months, you're very easy prone to get a second stroke. That's 3 months. 3 months is very, very crucial. But from a chiropractic perspective, the same thing. We have to kick in. We have to do right away to after you get out of hospital to remove the nerve, the challenge from the stroke, and then recover your brain function. I tell all my patients, actually, chiropractic is not for pain relief. It's not for pain relief. It's not for muscle sore. It's for brain function. Same thing. Why we talked about before, when we adjust the patient, we adjust the spine, we adjust every joint, all connect to the nerve. Remember, nerve form the brain. nerve from the brain. When we adjust your spine, we adjust your nerve function, and then affect your brain function. That's the main principle of chiropractic. A main principle of chiropractic. I just don't just, it's not just like the people said, okay, chiropractic is for pain, pain relief, a lot of sciatic pain, low back pain. No, it's absolutely not. That's why a lot of medical doctors, they don't understand what they're doing, and they say, they will say no all the time. However, from my experience, from our clinic experience, we get a very, very good result from the patient who cannot get a good result from a medical doctor.
Right. Open up that nerve, let it to function the way it used to function, and try to get some of the basically relearning skills back into whether that, you know, something has gone flaccid and is not working, or it's too spastic and it's working on all the time and stuff too as well. And I almost think about it too, like if we're going to talk about the way that the brain and the nervous system and the chiropractic system go together, we almost think that we talked about bleeding and blood and the way the blood and the blood system and the way acupuncture goes together as well too. So you almost got, here's the other end of the spectrum.
Right. So that's why I want to learn acupuncture too, actually. So when I was in China, you know, I worked in the hospital for a few years. I think I'll always miss some piece. I want to come by. Now I found the chiropractor. I want to come by together to give the patient best treatment. So from acupuncture standpoint, acupuncture, this is what I'm doing, what I did in China, actually. We cooperated with the medical doctor. We had the patient have a stroke, and then after release, the acute stage, you know, release from the Western medicine doctor, then we right away do acupuncture and Chinese medicine right away every single day acupuncture. Mm-hmm. So every single day. I think, you know, in China has their acupuncture for 1,000 years, and a lot of Chinese people can handle more needles, kind of more treatment, more aggressive treatment, you know, every day. So speaking of acupuncture, remember we have the video, it's a very good movie, it's like a documentary, right?
Right, so there's a movie that came out in 2011, kind of an independent documentary,
right.
And it was basically called 9,000 Needles.
Yeah, it's
so there,
scary.
There we go. Okay, so we'll leave it there right now.
Yeah.
But it was actually, there was a family that happens, all the acupuncturists really, really loved this movie because it really started to show us what was happening in China, what was also happening here. It's particularly with stroke. So there was a family of three brothers, and they're all bodybuilders, and the youngest brother was 40 at the time and actually suffered a pretty severe stroke, and then had gone through all of the Western medical system here in the U.S., basically had done everything that was possible and still had inability to walk. His speech was off. I mean, it was still pretty severe. So they found out that there were like stroke hospitals, essentially, that specializes in China, and decided to go
China.
Over.
Yes.
And so this documentary followed their journey through explaining everything to about, I think, 4 to 5 months when they were in China. And what's amazing is not only do you get to see him getting treated, especially the very first time, which we've shown this at the Rozelle Center before, and we kind of had to explain, like, this is a little bit of the difference between Chinese acupuncture in China and here. But what was amazing too is, as you're following this person through their journey through these months, they're not just doing acupuncture. They're doing other things like Tuina massage, nutrition, they're doing basically
herb,
and different versions of like movement joint therapy that are similar to chiropractic. So they're seeing how they pull all of these systems together and get the best out of it. And it's more than once a day. I think he was getting twice. So that's how the name came about, is because over that big, long period of time that they were there, they kind of jokingly say that's how many needles he must have gotten.
Right.
I don't think it's per one treatment. So
I think you can get the video from Netflix or Parbury, right?
It should be. It came out, like I said, in 2011, and it's called 9,000 Needles. And it's a very interesting, like, hour and a half movie and stuff like that. But it was a real eye-opener, I think, even to the practitioners here in the U.S. that saw it, because no one had really seen what happens when you try to use one Western medicine system, and then when it fails them, basically what happens next. And so he did end up improving on when he came back.
Right.
So when we think about something like that, how do we apply that here in our clinic, and then for the patients that are coming in that, you know, they're thinking.
So for here, because, you know, the acupuncture only been here, been this country or Western country for probably 20, 30 years at most, right? So, I just joke on the patient, and it's not joke, and it's true too. The patient in US, I mean, Americans cannot handle strong acupuncture. As just like Chinese do. So why? Because I think the Chinese already have the gene to use to it already, because this is the only treatment they have before. So Western medicine went to China only is the same thing, but for 40, 50 years only. But before we all use acupuncture, we use the Chinese herb to treat the patient. They already have the gene to use to it. But for here, so I think it's three times a week is the best treatment, three times for the stroke patient. So we do not want to do every single day. Why? Because acupuncture still, the stimulation, the specific points to make it move the energy, move the life force, move the circulation around. If you do it every single day, I don't think you guys can handle that much. So three times a week is the best choice.
Based upon a training schedule.
Based upon my experience in our clinic. So probably a lot of people will ask why acupuncture work for stroke patient. Why? So because from Chinese medicine, based on Chinese medicine standpoint, so why you get a stroke? Because your body is weak, it has blockage somewhere. Blockage. When the blockage block you the we call it meridian channel is the energy moving in the specific pathway, and then you can survive. And this is the channel is move the energy, move the circulation. If you have something block there, block your channel, block a meridian, and then you cannot move, you cannot talk, you cannot thinking, you know, this all these kind of symptoms come out. What we do is when China, we use a specific, we don't need to put a specific points, you should know where is blockage first. We use a pulse diagnosis, we use a tongue diagnosis, we use a facial diagnosis, then to detect which channel is blocked. Then we use a specific needle, put a specific points, then to stimulate that channel, stimulate that points, then move the circulation smoothly, and move the energy smoothly. Then you can get a recover. That's a totally different concept from the Western medicine, even though from chiropractic, actually. Mm-hmm. Chiropractic based on the nerve function, based on the brain function, but acupuncture based on the qi with some energy and life force, and the blood function, qi and the blood. Then you have, that makes sense, right? If you have blood clot, you have a stroke, then acupuncture works on that. So,
I think is also interesting too, that more, as research starts to kind of prove mm-hmm. what we're doing, and as we kind of take away some of the question on like how is it working and everything, you know, we have what they call neuroacupuncture as well mm-hmm. too, where they've looked at the different parts of the brain they're being infected by mm-hmm. clots and strokes and stuff, and seeing, okay, if we affect this part of the brain with an acupuncture mm-hmm. needle, we right. can help to regenerate mm-hmm. what it was supposed to do to begin with.
That's right.
And
that's
some of that's based off of taking the traditional information that we know about moving qi and blood, and then also looking at the neurological information that we see in brain scans and that neurologists talk to us about, and essentially putting those together, because we can use things like scalp acupuncture and ear mm-hmm. acupuncture mm-hmm. where people are thinking, what are you doing with this point?
Right.
Why are you doing this?
Yeah.
But they're very strong stimulating types mm-hmm. of treatments because they are specific and should be done mm-hmm. by licensed acupuncturists.
Mm-hmm.
So when someone comes in and they think, you know, either they're bringing them loved ones in or they've experienced a stroke, what's the first thing that we do to make sure that they're good candidates for chiropractic and acupuncture for treatment the way we treat it here at the office? So we want to make sure that we've got that history of kind of what they've done,
right,
and, you know, what information like previously they've been diagnosed with, but mm-hmm. also like, do we make sure that there are certain things that they're able to do as well at home? Like,
yeah, that's a good question. So, just like you know my lectures, so always I think the best, I told every patient, told all my patients, the best doctor is yourself, it's not somebody else. So you are the best doctor yourself. You should do something for yourself to help yourself too. So I only see you probably three times a week. Most time you're at home. So it definitely has a lot of exercise from Chinese Chinese medicine standpoint, we do the point stimulation, we do the different, the pick some movement from Tai Chi or from old Chinese exercise to teach, to make it simple, keep it simple, to modify a little bit, tell the patient to go home. That is why, that's what I will, when this lecture, so at the end of the lecture, I will teach the patient how to do something, some exercise to restore your function, restore your brain function, restore your arm function, the nerve function. I would definitely tell them to do that too. So it's been long, been pretty long, so I would tell them to when they come to my lecture.
Yeah, there was a study that came out about
Tai Chi.
And, how they were kind of saying recovering function and motion and balance. And,
right.
I mean, the great thing is that when we talk about getting patients to move again and exercise, mm-hmm. whether they have joint issues and mm-hmm. there's that resistance because of pain and not being able to do stuff.
Right.
What's a perfect way to do that is it's such a very slow, gentle movement, but it's got a big impact that the people don't remember, and balance is being one of them.
Since you're on this topic, so a lot of people asking me why Tai Chi is so good, because it's so slow, just a turtle there, don't move. You know what? Because the essential Tai Chi, or concept of Tai Chi, is combine your mind and your body.
So you're thinking about how things are connected together.
Right. Actually, when I play Tai Chi since I was very young, So actually, when you play Tai Chi, you're not supposed to think about it, move next. And then your mind is thinking automatically, actually, if you play it well. It's not only movement, just like exercise, go this, do this, like weight lifting. No. It's the best way to combine the mind and the body. That's why Tai Chi is so popular. But which a lot of people don't know is, Tai Chi doesn't move there very slowly. No. Yeah.
Now, you might be the perfect person to ask this too, because the other thing that is, I'll say it's similar, I'll probably get yelled at, but when we talk about Qigong.
Yeah, Qigong, yeah.
And kind of seeing some of the benefits on there too, mm-hmm. like both of those could be, if someone finds out about Qigong versus mm-hmm. Tai Chi, mm-hmm. similar type of use, or mm-hmm. would you say there's some differences?
So Tai Chi and Qigong is a bit different. Tai Chi is more focused on their movement and also their mind, but Qigong more focused on the energy flow. So energy flow. So actually this morning I have a patient, and the patient is, he's big fan of the energy work, acupuncture, all this kind of natural therapy. He went to Colorado to have the conference. So the conference is the guy who learned from China, learned Qigong for 8 years or 9 years. And then he leave there with the master there, let them come back. Then he said, okay, it's so interesting. When he put my hands on my chest, he asked me, okay, do you feel the energy goes to your tummy? Do you feel something? Yeah, I feel tingling there. And then, do you feel anything happening in your feet? Yes, I feel something there. And then, suddenly, do you feel any cold around your chest? And he feel cold right away, and then automatically fell. This is how Qigong works. So Qigong works more energy flow. So that's the difference between Tai Chi and Qigong. Yeah.
So what is kind of interesting when we pull this back into mm-hmm. stroke therapy and stuff, and we look at acupuncture and chiropractic, is there's always movement of something,
right?
Whether it's the joint space or the nervous system or the blood flow or mm-hmm. the chi, really kind of combining that together in a different way that Western medicine really hasn't been able to provide outside of physical therapy and medications and surgery.
That's why they always feel they lose the peace. They don't feel well. It's as if they do everything they should do, but actually they didn't do everything they should do.
All right, we'll be back in just a moment to finish this topic.
Washington's Mall, 105.9 FM, WMAL.
And welcome back to Dr. Tom Wiesel Live. We are live here in studio talking about the treatment of stroke and stroke rehab with a chiropractic and acupuncture. And that's going to be the topic for this upcoming healthcare class on Wednesday night, and Wednesday, the November the 20th at 7 p.m. at the Wiesel Center for Healing. We are located right off of 495 and Arlington Boulevard. And if you're ready to get a lot of good information and learn how we treat it, and especially Dr. Zhang treats it in the office, basically basically we need you to save and reserve your spot. So there's two different ways to do that. One is going to be to call the office and leave a message, and we'll call you right back and confirm that you have your spot. That number is going to be 703-698-7117. Again, that's 703-698-7117. Or if you're a computer person, you can go to our website, rosellecare.com, rosellecare.com. And essentially, when you scroll down, you're going to see upcoming events and health lectures, and you'll see strokes right there and a big sign that says register now. If you click on that, and you'll be able to put in your information to reserve your spot as well. And someone's going to call to confirm your spot as well too. I would definitely do this in advance because we know that it's going to definitely fill up quickly. It's a hot topic, and those usually are the ones that people are fighting to get seats with. And even though we have glass doors now, I think you want to sit on the inside, not on the outside. So Dr. Zhang, tell us briefly, in kind of wrapping up everything, what are you going to be covering on Wednesday, and who are the best people to really come in and get this information?
The best people coming is who is her risk factors to have a stroke, and also who get out of hospital still recovering from stroke. So for that patient, for that people, definitely I recommend to come to my lecture to ask questions, to see how can I help you from different view, different perspective. So for the lecture, I will, the brief lecture, the summary, I will do, I will talk about the, what is a stroke, what is, you know, what is warning signs you can wear, and what, you know, how can we treat the approach of stroke from chiropractic and acupuncture standpoint, and also how can we prevent not only treatment, or how can prevent stroke. And then last, I will teach the patient, the people who come to my lecture, to how to use some exercise, how you can do exercise at home to prevent and, you know, to improve the recovery from stroke.
Yeah. So when people are thinking about the types of treatments that maybe they haven't tried before, maybe they're just learning about, just like acupuncture and chiropractic care.
Come to ask me questions.
Perfect chance to do it. Yeah. There's no better purpose. So make sure you definitely reserve your spot early. And like I said, you're going to be able to get information, on a lot of different topics, right, like you mentioned as well, too.
Yeah, never heard to ask questions. It's very possible if you come to my lecture, it will change your life.
Exactly.
I'm very confident it will change your life.
And when we're trying to combine some of these new techniques and therapy stuff, people shouldn't have fear necessarily to, one, either get the information to learn how they have options, but they shouldn't necessarily fear these types of treatments as well, too, right?
Right, yes. There's a lot of questions about a stroke and a chiropractic, this kind of thing, but however, just come in to my office, come into the clinic and ask a question, see what's the truth. What should I choose? You know, I'm sorry we don't have enough time to talk about that, but however, I will definitely talk more about the, you know, this kind of treatment, how can we combine everything together, give the patient best treatment, and then finally, patient get the best result, get the best improvement from the stroke.
Really utilizing the time that we have.
That's
to
correct.
Improve everything and retrain the brain.
Yep.
Essentially.
Yeah.
Well, the good thing is my little fill-in for the next couple of weeks is done. Dr. Rizal's going to be back here in the office. Well, this is kind of the Saturday office, I guess, in the studio next week. And essentially, he's going to be talking about some other great topics. I want to thank you for listening on this topic on stroke, and we'll see you next week.
Thank you.